This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Look, we've all been there when we've had to make a tough decision in a short amount of time. I mean, if you're trying to go out and get tickets to a concert or to a football game, and it's last minute, you're trying to get the best deal, you don't know where to look, and you ultimately end up on a decision that's a little bit lackluster. Well, our friends at ZipRecruiter take that out of the hiring process. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. I mean, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for that position. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the GM Shuffle.
The Ravens have to be really nervous about, if he gets injured, is he going to come back? We saw that already. Do you extend him out another year? I think at the end of the day, they either want to do a long term or they want to trade him. I think those are the two things.
You're listening to the GM Shuffle with Michael Lombardi, presented by DraftKings and VSiN. Here is Femi Abebefe.
Welcome to another edition of the GM Shuffle with Michael Lombardi, presented by DraftKings and VSiN. I'm your host, Femi Abebefe. As always, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Our producer, Elliot Bowman, with us on the ones and twos. Michael, back from Calgary with a nice haircut. Both of us got haircuts, so we're doing well here on the show.
I found some barber here in Vegas. I went in, got myself tightened up. It was good. Yeah, it was good. Good trip in Calgary. Met some incredibly nice people. It was a great conference, and I mean, I was in the, I don't know, it was in the mountains of the Canadian Rockies. It was absolutely gorgeous up there, and got to come back here. So, and it's all good. You know, it's really good. I was actually happy. I was able to see my man, Mad Dog Russo, take a shot at your boy, which was very enjoyable to
Danny
me.
O.
Yeah, if we're going to talk about quarterbacks and you don't have Montana in the top five, end of discussion. Way to go, Mad Dog. You could win the debate team. Let's keep it going. Let's roll in. I can't wait. You know, it's driving me insane. I don't ever watch the worldwide leader, but for yesterday it was on in the barbershop that I was getting my the three hairs that I have on my head trimmed. You know,
give some more credit.
Yeah, and so you know, I'm watching it, and this unbelievable praise for every player. Like at some point, if you want to have credibility in the valuations, you've got to be able to say, here's A, here's B, and here's why it could work, here's why it couldn't, here's the concerns. Like, you can't, I mean, I can remember one time, Belichick's first year, and I was doing contracts, and he said to me, you know, at some point, Michael, you're going to have to understand that you can't be the player's friends. You know, and when you're an evaluator, you can't be the player's friends. You're going to have to, and so for, if you're on the worldwide leader and you're RG3 extolling the virtues of quarterbacks up there, right, of which that's a whole other story. We could do a 30 for 30 for his draft class and all those stories that you could come from that. We'll keep that secret for a while. Okay, so that, the reality of that, you know, and then at some point you got to say, here's the concern. And then what everybody misses is they never describe what would the player look good in. Like, what are we going to do with the player? This goes for scouts, too. They write their report, strong arm, can deliver the ball. But they never tell you because they don't know. They don't study the NFL well enough to know, like, this player would be perfect for this. Like, they're not all perfect for everything. Like, this is, we're not dealing in the Peyton Manning draft. You know, we're not dealing with John Elway here, right? Like, seriously. So that's what drives me crazy.
Who were they talking about in particular?
They were talking about C.J. Stroud. Then they went on to, you know, Anthony Richardson. Then they went on to, right? You know, like, look, all of them have unique skills, right? Mm-hmm. Will Levis, you know, all of them have unique skills. But all of them are not gonna become great. Like, let's be clear here. Yeah. The reality, you know, the greatest quarterback draft of all was the 83 draft, mm-hmm. when it was, you know, Elway went, Ken O'Brien, he didn't make it, you know, like, and Marino went last in that draft. And so, you know, like, you go through all those quarterbacks, Todd Blackledge went in the top 10. Like, at some point, I know you don't want to offend anybody, but you got to say, hey, here's the concern about C.J. Stroud. He never calls the play. He looks to the sideline. He never has to check. It's high-low reads. Okay, you're going to have to – and you go through the whole thing. So you understand what you're getting when you get him.
I think that's really great analysis. And that leads us right into our discussion about the Ohio State Pro Day yesterday. I mean, it's the Pro Day of all Pro Days. Oh, yeah. I was looking at the list. Jim Nagy, the executive director over at the Senior Bowl, he tweeted out the representation numbers of the teams. Carolina Panthers, number one overall pick. They had 14 representatives from the
Panthers. That's way too many. I mean, like, see, to me, more people involved, the bigger chance you have to make a bad decision. Mm. Like, you should have two people there. Because really, at the end of the day, you don't need, like, they're not involved in the decision. Like, you have way too many people involved in the most important decision.
And it's funny because Jim Nagy, in his tweet, he said that more than 2 to 3 reps at pro days is unusual. So he's kind of in line with what you're saying, that, like, where typically we see 2-3 people from the team go and check out the pro day. 14, we saw the Giants with 9, the Seahawks and Saints had 8. So, and they're obviously looking at other prospects as Jackson Smith and Jigba. I know there's a tackle that the Ohio State Buckeyes have. They always have a number of prospects because they're a really good team. But what do you think is the reasoning behind having that many people at the pro day, especially for Carolina, who's picking first overall?
Well, they're trying to get collaboration. They're trying to get buy-in. They want everybody to agree. And we should cue the Ryan Pace in the Bears draft room. Mm-hmm. You know, we've decided to move up. Everybody in the room agrees. Mitchell Trubisky's the best guy. Let's have him raise. And they all agreed. And it goes back to, if we're all thinking alike, no one's thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem with the NFL, especially in scouting, is that they confuse loyalty for devotion, right? They think if you tell me what I want to hear, they think you're being loyal to me. If you tell me what I don't want to hear, you're being disloyal. When in reality, if you tell me what I don't want to hear, you're loyal. When you tell me what I want to hear, it's devotion. And it's completely different. And so that's what happens in the draft. So you get all these people thinking alike. And no one sits there and says, well, wait, maybe. We might, like, why wouldn't this work? Like, why wouldn't this work?
Yeah.
No one asked that question. And this is why we have so many bad mistakes. And so it just goes on and on and on. I don't understand why you have that many people there. It's ridiculous.
It's a lot of folks. I was watching the pro day for a little bit here. Actually, when I was in the barbershop chair, because they had the ESPN on yesterday when I was at the barbershop. And Stroud, of course, I mean, everyone's going to look good in the shorts and the t-shirt, throwing on air. He's throwing to his guys. He looks fantastic. But I was just looking in the background to see who was there. I saw Pete Carroll next to John Schneider. He was talking with Ryan Day, the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You saw Brian Gutekunst there from the Packers. Like, there was a number. It was a who's who affair from around the NFL. And the big takeaway from it was afterwards, the clip that's now surfaced all throughout the Twitter sphere of Josh McCown, the now offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, and quarterback quarterback's coach, I believe. Yeah, quarterback's coach of the Carolina Panthers. And then he's chatting with C.J. Stroud about playing a game of horse, the basketball game, when they get to Charlotte. So here's the clip. I want you to make out what was said in this clip, because everybody has an opinion what McCown tells Stroud.
You know, my hearings ain't worth the shit. I'm only got one good ear, but go ahead. I'll give it a best
boost
shot.
It up, baby.
I'm gonna take his money.
I think people read way too much into that. I mean, that's just the guy. I mean, Josh McCown's a really good dude. He's a really good dude.
Seems like he's
and
great
he's
dude.
Just being, you know, when you get the shot, like
hell of a basketball player is what I've heard as well.
He's a great athlete. He's got great eye hand coordination. So, you know, most quarterbacks do. That's why, you know, you want, you know, every time you look for who is your quarterback, he should be the holder on the extra point team in high school. He should be a great basketball player.
Point guard at the high
point
school
guard.
Team.
I mean, those are the traits you want to have. That's part of the quarterback's litany. You know, we had this thing in Cleveland where we would basically call them reminders. So, like, when you go through the reminders on all the quarterbacks, you know, here, remind yourself, did he hold on the punt team? You know, did he lead the high school team? How many wins did he have in high school? How, you know, all those things. So I just think Josh McCown just being really good. I mean, I'm sure he's going to say the same thing to Bryce Young later today.
Well, and what it was being said, because the audio, it's not the greatest, because it's, I think it's kind of,
I mean, this is not the Zapruder film. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean,
but it's being treated like that on Twitter. Because everybody's trying to peel back, who does Carolina love? And people think that he says, when you live in Charlotte, almost implying that, hey, we're going to draft you because you live there.
God.
Or whenever you get to Charlotte, because he's going to do his draft visit. There's a number of things that are being bandied about with that clip there. And the betting markets have reacted. I don't know if they've reacted to the clip or they've reacted to people making bets who then reacted to the clip. But CJ Stroud is now out to minus 400, the favorite, to be the first overall pick. That's around 80%.
We've been on this podcast. What do you think is going to happen today when Bryce Young throws? No, look, here's what I do believe.
Today's
I do believe this is true. I do believe that if everybody who knows Frank Wright wants size, Frank Wright doesn't want little quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the real debate here is, as I've said earlier, is I do believe the owner sees Bryce Young as a unique player. And I believe there is a contingency, much like there was a contingency in the 49ers organization, to try to get Kyle Shanahan off of Mac Jones and on Trey Lance.
Mm.
And they won. And they eventually got that done. It was interesting. I saw Adam Schefter reported that this kind of thing. He said that this is similar to the Mac Jones, Trey Lance thing where Kyle wanted. Now, you know, I got my ass killed because I kept saying Kyle wanted Mac.
You're still getting killed for it. People are still tweeting that shit.
Adam says it now and it's okay. You know, I said it. It's like the worst thing possible. You know, you're an idiot, Lombardi. Okay, fine. I mean, I have great respect for Adam, right? And I know he's right. I know he's right. So, you know, so that to me, this is along the same lines. Can they, as an organization, do enough to convince the owner that Young is too small? And what Young will be sensational today. Let's just put that out there. He will be absolutely sensational. I mean, if there was ever an event for a guy like Young to be great, it's here. And where Young gains a lot of points is in all the stuff that happens off the field. Now, this is not to say he's not talented on the field. It's just that he collects a lot of votes off the field with his leadership, with his study, with his knowledge of the game, all those things. I mean, I talked to people that had him in the 15-minute interview, and they were wowed by him. So, like, let's just hold on. Let's wait and see. And, you know, and I think at the end of the day, I think Scott Federer and Dan Morgan and Dave Tepper, the owner, and Frank Wright, the four of those people are going to be the ones who make the decision.
Because right now, to kind of set the table for this thing, it's being, I guess, put out there that, Frank Wright wants CJ Stroud. Tepper, the owner, wants Bryce Young.
Yeah, I think that's a little too
kind of. Is that too black and white?
I think that's a little too harsh. I think Frank Wright would prefer the bigger one.
Okay.
Okay, and I think that, you know, Tepper would prefer the more proven instinctive player. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure that I think Scott and Dan Morgan probably like both players, but here's what I do know. Neither player are the same. One's better than the other.
Yep.
Let's just put that out there. Like, it's not the same. Like, Justin Herbert's better than Tua. You can manufacture all your Tua love and take your jersey over there. I know it's underneath that blue shirt you got. That's why you wore aqua blue today. I know that. But I will say this. I will say that they're not going to be the same. One's going to be, you know, let's say one could be a 7-0. The other one could be a 62. Who knows? But they're not the same.
Who do you think is better?
Oh, I think Bryce Young is better. I think there's no doubt in my mind Bryce Young's better. And I'm not a – here's why I like Bryce Young, because I started from the position with Bryce Young that I didn't like him. I think that's the – you start with kind of an anger and and then you start watching the tape. See, I think CJ's a little robotic. I think that offense is really hard to manifest itself back into pro. I know I'm going to take a shot at your boy Justin Fields.
Here we go.
But I do think that. I think CJ Stroud's impressive. But I think Bryce Young is the better player by far. I think he is. Now, I'm worried about his height. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about that. But he's got innate instincts that I love.
No, I think that's kind of a great way to frame it, because you talked about, I think it was in December. So you say, hey, I didn't know that the small quarterback was back in vogue, but you came around to Bryce Young after watching his tape and being more convinced that he is the guy. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating draft process as his pro day is later today in Tuscaloosa. We're going to take our first break. We'll talk about a proven quarterback on the other side.
All right, as somebody who's trying to get into golf, I need to start fresh. Where do I get good golf clubs? Well, you got to start with your driver, right? So I needed to find a place that would help get me set up with something that's customizable to my game that is ever so developing. That's where our friends at PXG really step up, because nobody makes golf clubs the way they do. PXG clubs have absolutely incredible customizable technology that'll have you playing your best. I mean, shout out to my buddy Chris out here in Henderson, Nevada, who's hooking me up with a driver. I'm supposed to pick it up next week. It's going to be great as I go out there onto the range and test this thing out. You can find a PXG location for your own personal fitting, to where you go through the simulation process. They figure out what you need. Do you need more club speed? Do you need more grip? Whatever you need, they get it done for you. The PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and to get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. Game changer has been thrown around so much it's lost its meaning, but trust me when I tell you the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/GMshuffle and use code GMshuffle at checkout. That's pxg.com/GMshuffle, code GMshuffle for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/GMshuffle, code GMshuffle. Look, we've all been there when we've had to make a tough decision in a short amount of time. I mean, if you're trying to go out and get tickets to a concert or to a football game, and it's last minute, you're trying to get the best deal, you don't know where to look, and you ultimately end up on a decision that's a little bit lackluster. Well, our friends at ZipRecruiter take that out of the hiring process. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. I mean, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for that position. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, we've talked a lot about these draft prospect quarterbacks, and those guys are going to be in the future. We'll see what happens with their careers. But a quarterback that we know is a proven commodity in the NFL, Lamar Jackson, 26-year-old former MVP. Obviously, it's been an interesting offseason, to say the least, for Lamar Jackson. He's on the non-exclusive franchise tag with the Baltimore Ravens. And I know recently you wrote for VSiN.com, and others have wrote as well in the media space, about a team that has not been talked about with Lamar Jackson that may be interested in acquiring him. And that's the Indianapolis Colts, who right now pick 4th overall. Why do you think it makes sense for Indianapolis to get into the Lamar sweepstakes and potentially land themselves a bona fide starting quarterback?
You know, I wrote this and I was reminded of a principle called Occam's Razor, which is when two things are similar, take the simplest one. And to me, that fits, that principle fits this conversation, because, look, I understand and I don't disagree. You ideally would like to get a quarterback and build a team around a rookie contract. I get that. Everybody gets that. I heard Russo tell your boy Danny O that yesterday, you know, and he was anti-Lamar. And for reasons of which again, I'm doing this in the barbershop, so I'm reading it. I'm looking at the car. They had the closed caption on.
So,
and Russo's telling them that, you know, Lamar didn't play well in the preseason, in the postseason, which is true. You know, and Danny O said, well, he had seven drops. Okay, yeah, all right. They got behind 14-0. Well, do you think that bothered Dan Marino? You think that bothered Elway? Like, Elway was behind and had a lead to drive. Like, oh, come on, stop with that nonsense, please. Anyway, all valid points by Russo. But to me, why I think the Colts are the right fit is because they're not going to get one. They're not going to get a proven player. They have cap room. They have a real, they have a decent team. They do not have a bad team. He would elevate their players to another level. He would make Taylor better. He would make Pittman better. He would make their tight ends better. He would make everybody better. And I don't know where they're going to find a solution. You're picking four. You can't get to one. I don't think Nick's going to give up two, right? So you can't trade up. And you're going to have to figure out, how do you win the AFC South if you don't have one? I mean, I like Gardner Minshew, but he's a backup. You know, so I think, to me, if you're Chris Ballard and you're Jim Irsay and you're sitting there saying, look, you know, we've got $20 million of cap room. We don't have it. We have a young team. We're going to do a good job of drafting. Let's go get ourselves a blue chip player, because the draft capital doesn't allow us to get there. They have been spoiled by luck, right? No pun intended here, right? They've been spoiled by, they get the first pick in the draft and there's Peyton Manning waiting for it at their doorstep.
Yep.
They, Manning gets hurt and they bomb completely and they get Andrew Luck. I mean, that's serendipitous. It's like the San Antonio Spurs being able to get Robinson and Duncan. You know, it's just, it's serendipitous. You're just fortunate. So you don't have that luck this year. You don't. And so where are you going to get one? Where are you going to get a quarterback? They didn't want Garoppolo. I don't blame him for not being in the Rodgers thing. He doesn't fit for what they want to do. Here you get a 26-year-old quarterback who could come in and run the six-back offense, which Steichen runs completely, runs it, and run it. He'll run it better than probably what even Jalen Hurts ran it. I know Philly fans don't get mad at me, but Lamar's better than Hurts.
Yes. I think there's no debate with that. Like, Lamar Jackson, I don't know if it's because he's been hurt at the end of the last two seasons, but it feels like he's almost become underrated, where people are forgetting how good of a player this guy is. Like, he wins and he's productive. Now, the interesting part of this, Michael, is that there's a report that came out that representatives who are not certified by the NFLPA have contacted multiple teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because Lamar, of course, does not have the agent. And they're saying that Lamar is not hell-bent on having a fully guaranteed contract. I'm not sure if you've heard the same or what you have heard as the latest of what Lamar is seeking, but if Lamar doesn't want the fully guaranteed, I feel like that brings more teams into the picture and maybe even makes it trickier for the Ravens to even get rid of him. Maybe the Ravens said, hey, well, if you don't want a fully guaranteed, we want to keep you and want you to be our quarterback.
I think the Ravens are at wit's ends with this. I think that I get the sense that the Ravens are, not going to say this publicly, but I get the sense that the Ravens want to change. They want to move on. They're tired of the drama.
It's a Packers-Rodgers situation.
I'm not saying it's quite there, but I think they're tired. I don't think he wants to sign back there. And I think that they're frustrated with the overall dynamics of the negotiation. And the good thing about, if you work for the Ravens, is the owner, Steve Bisciotti, he's involved here. So if he says, look, I'm done with Lamar, it's not on you as the general manager. So, you know, like, okay, we're done with Lamar. That means we may take a giant mother may I step backwards, and this might be a little bit of a rebuild. You know, there's a great line George Young used to tell everybody, the former general manager of the New York Football Giants. He said, always guard your desk, meaning don't let somebody take your desk, somebody take your job, you know. And when you trade away a guy like Lamar, you could lose your job.
Yep.
And I think with the owner on your side, you can't. If I were Chris Ballard, I would get on one of Jimmy Irsay's private planes and I would fly down and see Lamar and spend time with Lamar. Because he's a free agent. You can do that. And you and Shane Steichen, that's all you need. Just two people. If Jim Irsay wants to come along, go ahead.
You don't need 14?
You don't need 14. You know, you can take a Piper Cub down there. You don't even take a big plane, right? And you can go down there and, like, let's talk about building a relationship here together, about where we want to go and what's your vision and what's our vision. Because this is a partnership, right? The whole guarantee thing, I think, is completely misrepresented. So, like I wrote about, if Lamar would have done the $144 million 3-year deal that he reported, mm-hmm. if that's accurate.
133, yep.
Was it 133? Okay, 133 for 3 years. That you could have easily guaranteed the whole thing because he's going to play for 3 years. He's going to play for 4 years. Like, he's going to get his money. It's like when the Broncos guaranteed McGlinchey's first year. Well, he's going to get paid. Like, you just signed him the signing bonus. Of course his first year is going to be guaranteed. Like, it's just so semantical. I think, to me, if I were Ballard, I owe it to the organization as the protector of the future. I owe it to the organization to fly down and explore this situation. I owe it to go spend time with the mother, spend time with the kid. And I'm not talking about a 1-minute interview. I'm talking about, like, look, let's go out to dinner. Let's have a meeting the next day. Let's go out to dinner again. Let's kind of work our way through this if we think we can be compatible.
Yeah, get to know each other.
Right. I owe it to the organization's future to do that, because if I don't do my due diligence on that, how do I solve the problems moving forward?
And if you're Chris Ballard, I know I was talking with Elliot, our producer. He's a big Colts fan, and we were talking about it before the show started. There's a lot of urgency for Ballard to make a move because his seat is pretty hot out there in Indianapolis. And he's working for an owner, Jim Irsay, who wants a quarterback. An owner, Jim Irsay, who, by the way, if you look at his likes on Twitter, liked a tweet referencing the Colts being a possible destination for Lamar Jackson. So he clearly is in the, hey, we need to find some sort of a bona fide option. We're done with the guys on their back nine and the veteran guys. Like, we need to find whether it's a young veteran like Lamar or one of these rookies. They're kind of boxed out with the rookies because Carolina made the move up to one. Houston, we believe, is going to take a quarterback at two. So at the best, you're going to get the third best quarterback on your board, or maybe everyone has them ranked differently, but you're going to get the third option, though, is what I'm saying.
And there's no guarantee on that third option.
And there's no guarantee. So the urgency is there to where, hey, Baltimore, if they want to move on, there's urgency there. And if the Colts want to get a guy, there's urgency that maybe this could be a perfect situation.
I think what the Rams have taught us is they don't give awards out for the salary, winning the salary cap, right?
Bingo.
And I think your job, if you're Chris Ballard, is to protect the cap, but also to win. And so even though you don't want to build a team around a quarterback that you have to pay a lot, you really don't have an option here. You don't, because you're going to have a team. You're going to have a good team with no quarterback. You're going to get fired. That's just fact, you know? And so if you win 7 or 8 games, it's not going to be good enough. Whereas, you know, and I know that you look at Minnesota and you see the Minnesota situation and you say, okay, you know, they ended up getting Kirk Cousins and it's really destroyed their franchise, but they've won a lot of games. Now they've changed coaches too. I mean, yep. Zimmer was the guy behind trying to get them. I just feel like, to me, this deserves to be explored if you're an Indianapolis Colt. You can't sit there in your office in Indianapolis and say, I'm not interested. If you don't do your, you got to go and get the facts yourself. You got to meet the kid. Mm-hmm. And I think, to me, the other thing, I've always wanted to do this in my career and it never happened. I wanted to be a GM of a dome team because I felt like that gives you a unique advantage, because the crowd noise in the dome, if you built a size speed team inside a dome, you could be really disruptive. And I think one of the things that killed the Colts under the Bill Polian administration was they were an undersized team in a dome. So when they went outside, they weren't very effective. I wanted to do the opposite, build a size speed team in the dome that could play outside. And I think if you put Lamar inside a dome on perfect conditions with his speed and quickness and acceleration, I think you could be deadly. And then you have Steichen. Why did you hire Steichen? Why hire Steichen? I mean, I know why you hired him over the Saturday in the park, but why hire Steichen? I mean, why not pick Martindale if you're just going to be stuck on this program?
Yeah.
You know, you hired Steichen because you want to develop a quarterback. Well, who's he developing? Who's he going to develop? Are you gonna go all in on Anthony Richardson? I think he's tremendously talented. Do I think it's a proven commodity? No, I don't.
No. It's like you'd rather risk your job on Lamar Jackson than Anthony Richardson.
I would.
At this point. The last point here on this conversation that I want to get to, because we talked about it last podcast, how deadlines make deals, and you think that this Rodgers-Jets thing will get done before the draft. What do you think the timeline is like for Lamar? Do you think this was before the draft, or could it happen maybe after the draft?
Somebody sent me an Instagram message yesterday saying that it's a better chance to get done in 2024. No, I mean, if either gets done now or I mean, next year, if he doesn't play under a contract, the Ravens have to be really nervous about, if he gets injured, is he going to come back? We saw that already. Mm-hmm. And then do you extend him out another year on a one-year deal? Their cap is so tied up because of this. They can't really improve their team. I think at the end of the day, you know, they either want to do a long-term or they want to trade him. I think those are the two things. I think if Chris Ballard were to call up Eric DaCosta and say, Eric, I'll give you my fourth pick overall in the draft, that's it, he would say, go fuck yourself, Ballard, and hang up the phone. And then he would go back and think about it and think about it and think about it and think about it. And then call back and say, well, if you got to throw something else in. Mm-hmm. Because he's got to make that decision. Either I extend him or I trade him. It's nearly not that complicated.
Yeah, you can't really play in this.
No, you can't wait for 24, 20. You just can't. It gets too expensive. It's hard to carry.
Yeah, and that franchise tag, it's like if you get tagged 2 years in a row, it's much more punitive to kind of deter teams from doing that to guys year after year.
What are you
year.
Dealing with the player? Maybe he comes in with an attitude that you don't really want to deal with. I mean, it's not easy.
No, it could be the right time for these teams to go their separate ways and turn over a new chapter for the Baltimore Ravens. I know for Ravens fans, it probably sounds hard to hear taking a step back, but that's probably what's needed with this Lamar Jackson saga. We'll obviously be keeping tabs on it. But on the other side, as we take a break, we're going to talk about a trade that happened yesterday in the NFL.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. I mean, we have a plethora of games to bet on. You can bet on game by game, totals, sides, series props, conference finals, MVP, NBA finals, MVP, whatever you want. DraftKings has it. So all you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SHUFFLE. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SHUFFLE only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, let's talk about some wide receivers here, Michael, that could be on the move. One that is on the move, but there's another one out in the Rocky Mountains that we've heard his name brought up, and that's Jerry Jeudy, Broncos wide receiver, entering into his fourth season. Still very young, 24 years old this upcoming season. And there's been talk about how Jeudy could be traded. Sean Payton, now the new head coach out there in Denver.
It's not talk. It's not fact.
You think that this is happening?
No, I mean, they want to do it. I mean, and it goes back to what we talked about with Lamar, Femi. So they've already concluded they don't want a fifth year on Jerry Jeudy. And I think you as an executive of another team have to figure out why. You watch him play and you say, well, he's really a good player.
Good player.
But there's got to be something more here that they're so intent on not going to the fifth year on him. And it could be they just don't think he's valuable. All right? But the other guy, you could have Cortland Sutton too if you want to take the $14 million off their hands. Like, you could have anybody you want on their team. Because remember, when these teams take over, when new guys come in, especially with someone like Sean who's carrying all the clout, everybody's up for grabs. There's no, George Payton has no real, involvement. In fact, I truly believe, and people in the league believe this too, that at the end of this draft, there'll be a lot of changes within the front office of the Denver Broncos. Because that's typically what happens. They're going to get through this, and then Sean's probably going to want to bring somebody in that is more aligned to the Parcellian's background of personnel, right?
So you think it changed at the top?
Oh, I think there's going to be. Well, I'm not saying Peyton's going to get fired, but I'm saying his role is going to be different than his role. It's already different than what it was, right? Yeah. They've stripped him of all the decision-making power. Mm-hmm. So, and he may at the end of the draft say, look, this is not what I signed up for. I want out. Okay, I get that. But there's going to be a change.
Yep.
There could be a change in other teams too. You're hearing a lot of that around the league. So especially there's one other team that I think there could be a lot of change in too, but I don't have that confirmed. But okay. To me, I think you could have any of these guys. And a lot of it comes to, we're not just going to give this guy an extension. So that's it. We're going to move on. And if you want him, come get him. I don't want a compensatory three. I'd rather have a draft pick now. Remember, what Sean's trying to do is collect some of the picks that George gave away for Russell.
Yep.
And so he's kind of get rid of the guys that he doesn't feel like that have value that he could replace.
So like, these are guys that he doesn't think will fit into what he wants to accomplish there. Judy, being a young player, we talked about how he's going to be 24 years old, first round pick out of Alabama. Now he's had an up and down career. He wasn't healthy in 2021, only played in 10 games, started 5 games. He's played in 16 and then 15 games in 2020 and 2022 respectively. Only 9 touchdowns in 3 years for Jerry Judy. You see the talent, especially at the end of last year. He and Russell Wilson seemed to find some sort of a connection there. But what do you think is going to take for another team to come in and get Judy? Are we talking day 2 pick, or could he be had for maybe a day 3 pick?
I don't think a day 3 pick. But, you know, I mean, it depends on who's in the draft in day 3. You know, Sean could see somebody in the 4th round and say, man, I got to have that guy. I'll give you, you know, give me that pick and something else, you know. Or, you know, I do think it could be a Friday pick, 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, look, they don't want to guarantee that deal. And remember, as he enters his 4th year, they got to make that decision on their books going into the 5th year. So I think for sure you could get him. They want a 1 now for him. But, you know, if you want Cortland Sutton, then you come get him. But you got to take $14 million off their hands.
Man, I know Sutton was the one that I figured he was going to be talked about. But Judy was a little surprising. I know Judy was – some people have linked him to Dallas as potentially because Dallas was looking for a guy.
But, you know, Dallas just went ahead and traded. You know, they got Cooks. And so they're kind of – this whole receiver market, and we saw this yesterday with the trade of Elijah Moore to the Browns, which mm-hmm. I thought was a great trade for the Browns. You know, Elijah Moore's a really good kid. I don't know what the deal is in New York. Everybody that did him coming out in the draft loved him as a human being. I think he is talented. And for them to replace him with Mecole Hardman didn't really make a lot. Mecole can't stay healthy.
No.
And, you know, the one thing about Hardman, I never see you see it when he finally gets away from people, but you don't feel the speed as a threat like you do with Tyreek Hill. Like, you don't sit there and hold your balls and say, oh shit, this guy's going to run right past. You know, the physicality, I think, gets to him. So it's interesting how the Jets are. If I were to say to you at the end of the year, the Jets receiving core looked really good, right? Mm-hmm. And that they're revamping it. Now, look, I completely agree. I did not think Corey Davis was a top 10 pick coming out. Thought John Robinson blew that. I didn't think Corey Davis was a good free agent signing when the Jets signed him. Like, I think Corey Davis has been overpaid and overdrafted. So for them to get rid of him, to me, that makes all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do that once they get this thing in. But does OBJ make sense for them? I don't know.
That's what's being reported.
I know, but Femi, have you watched him work? I don't know if he's healthy. I mean, the guy scored 35 touchdowns in his first 3 years, and he hasn't been the same player since.
It sounds like Rodgers might want him. Aren't you kind of at the mercy of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, you're all in on that. Yeah.
So if Rodgers is telling you, hey, Joe Douglas.
But I don't know if Rodgers is telling you that. I mean, you got good, you know, we know they hate Denzel Mims too, right? I mean, they benched him, moved him around. I'm not saying he's good enough to be a good player either, but I'm just saying they hate him too. So I found it fascinating that they're revamping the receiving core even before. Like, I don't think this is all linked to Rodgers. I think that's unfair on that.
I don't think it's all linked to him, but I do think I feel like it would be weird to say that he didn't have any influence on it.
Well, he should have some. I mean, like, you know, you're going to ask him. I mean, what do you think about this? Like, again, it goes back to the conversation we had to start this show. All right. Like, what do we need to make this player effective? Like, you're sitting there with whether it's Mac Jones, whether it's Justin Fields, whether it's Justin Herbert, whomever, you got to sit there and say, okay, we've now watched this guy play for 36 games. This is what we need. I mean, Howie Roseman sat there and watched Hurts and said, okay, I need a yards after the catch receiver to give Hurts his best chance. So he goes and gets A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's what you have to do. You know, Lamar, if I sign Lamar, I would want big receivers. I would want big receivers. I would want tight ends in the middle of the field because I want guys with big catch ratios. I don't want little guys that Lamar can't see down the field because he's going to put the ball to a bigger guy. I want long catch ratios, and I want to be able to win the middle of the field because that's where he throws the football. All right, so that's what we're going to start building. That's how we build. That's why I'm sitting there saying, when they sit there and talk about, oh my God, see, they go all Dick Vitale. Oh, he's the greatest. Oh my God. Oh, look at him. Like, no, just tell me what he needs to become a good player. Like, how can we enhance his skill set? Because his skill set isn't Peyton Manning.
No, that's for sure. And it's, I think marrying the skill set with the type of, I mean, it all goes back to the quarterback position. We talk about how you want to get guys that you can marry to that, because that's ultimately how good the team is going to be, is how good the quarterback plays. Elijah Moore, he goes over to the New York Jets. We saw Mecole Hardman go over to the, McColl's on the Jets. Elijah Moore is now in Cleveland. I mix that up there. As in terms of Austin Eckler, the running back for the Chargers, what do you think happens here? Because he talked about, I think it was on Chris Long's podcast. He said, quote, I'm so underpaid
right now.
As far as my contract and what I contribute to the team. It's like I'm relentlessly pursuing this. As long as I'm healthy, I'm going to score you another 200 or 20 touchdowns. I'm going to have, you know, another 1600 all purpose yards. I'm getting half my value of what I could be getting. I'm relentlessly pursuing someone who wants me for the long term. How does this thing get resolved here with Eckler?
I don't know how it gets. Well, I mean, look, I think it gets resolved. He has to play out the $6.1 million as due to him. And then, you know, the Chargers have to make a decision. You know, to me, he is truly one of those players that when you put him on the field, you can substitute without substituting. So what that means is if he's in the backfield, you can take him and extend him out and make him a receiver like McCaffrey. And all of a sudden you can run your offense with him as the third receiver. You can then take him and make him the running back in the sub. You can then take him and put him in the goal line and win matchup. He's a weapon. Mm-hmm. He's strong. He's physical. He breaks tackles. I mean, he's a great kid. He's everything you want. I mean, he's one of the, you know, and the guy wasn't even drafted. I mean, you know, that's, and he's only 27 years old. So he's got more, you know, he's got a lot of things he can offer, and he's a great kid. That being said, you know, who's going to pay for it? It depends on what the Chargers want. The Chargers, would they take a 3 for him now and then you sign him? I mean, if I were Chris Ballard and I traded for Lamar Jackson, I would get Eckler to go with Jonathan Taylor. And then all of a sudden, if I could pull that off, I've got enough. Who cares about who plays receiver at that point?
It's a hell of a backfield.
But again, you got to be able to put that in play. And a coach that understands how to use Eckler most effectively.
Do you think we're getting to a point in the league to where people are just kind of glossing over running backs? Because it almost feels like where people just see the position running back, well, it's like, well, I don't want to pay him. But like, as you say, if he's a weapon, he's valuable. If he's not a weapon in the passing game, then don't pay him. Eckler's a weapon, and still, it feels like his market is pretty cold as of now.
Well, look, let's put this in perspective, right? So last year, think about this, Femi. Last year, he was targeted 127 times.
Jeez, that's like wide receiver numbers.
Okay. He had 107 catches. His catch ratio was 84.3%.
Wow.
Okay. Now, typically for running backs and tight ends, because they're catching the ball in the middle of the field, their catch ratio is typically higher than wide receivers. You know, Mike Williams was at 50% last year because he's catching 50-50 balls downfield. Basically down the field. So when you get those kind of numbers and you get that kind of yardage on a play. Now, he averaged, you know, yards per game, he averaged 6.3 per catch. But this guy's converting third downs. This guy's scoring touchdowns, you know, and then he can run the football. I mean, he had 13 touchdowns rushing. I mean, this guy is a unique player. And when you drive to the stadium Sunday morning, you're worried about what Eckler's going to do. But what Eckler doesn't do is when he's the main back, when he's the, like, just like McCaffrey. Eckler, McCaffrey, even Kamara, they are really good luxury items that are enhanced by another player. Mm-hmm. When they're just the main guy, and this is where people don't want to pay them all the time, is because when you have a coach like Kyle or Sean Payton that can use these guys as weapons, it becomes, you take these 107 catches out of this Charger offense with joystick calling plays, who's getting them?
Probably a tight end somewhere.
Good luck. He's going to be easier to cover. Red zone. This guy in the red zone, he's hard to cover. Who are you matching on him? You know, so to me, he deserves it. You got to have the coach who could fit him in perfectly. I think he's tremendous. I would trade for him. I wouldn't have a problem paying him either. He's only 27 years old. His first 2 years in the league, he really didn't have to. He didn't do very much.
There wasn't a whole lot of wear and tear on him the first couple of years. So it's not like a true 27 years old. I think that's the fascinating part about the position, because in the draft, to kind of tie it back to that before we get out of here, Texas running back Bijan Robinson is talked about as one of the best players in the draft, but his positional value, people are pushing him down the board because it's like, hey, well, after the 5 years that you get him on the cost control contract, are you going to want to pay him?
Yeah, that's always the hard part, you know. And you can get a comparable player in the third round, fourth round. Rimondo Stevenson, really a good player in the third round.
Yeah, there's too many examples.
Or fourth round.
Too many examples of really good running backs being had later on in the draft. Well, that does it for us this week. Monday, we'll recap all the pro day hubbubaloo and everything that comes out of there, all with all these quarterbacks, and then we'll turn our attention to our guy Anthony Richardson. He's gonna have his pro day next week.
Buddy. There we go. I can't wait to be there. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
A lot of steam on that one, maybe.
A lot of steam on that.
We'll see what happens. Thank you to DraftKings. Thank you to Veasan. Thank you to our producer Elliot Bowman with us on the ones and twos. Thank you to you, Michael. And we will talk to you guys coming up on Monday.
Look, we've all been there when we've had to make a tough decision in a short amount of time. I mean, if you're trying to go out and get tickets to a concert or to a football game, and it's last minute, you're trying to get the best deal, you don't know where to look, and you ultimately end up on a decision that's a little bit lackluster. Well, our friends at ZipRecruiter take that out of the hiring process. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. I mean, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for that position. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/shuffle. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Lots of things are better together. Hockey, food, golf, or a nice cold one on a warm spring day hanging out on the deck. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.